Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Catherine Kapita is our guest. Catherine with a C, Kapita with a K. Catherine, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Can they find your books there?
They can find my books there. I've got articles there, a lot of information on personal branding.
You know, Catherine, we're talking about personal branding now, especially with in the area of the newly elected women to Congress. And of course...
And all the women running for president. You know.
Yeah, a bunch of them, unprecedented, no question about it. So those people are leader. Those are leadership brands, right? Can we call them that, leadership brands? And if we're talking about personal brands, one of the things you've taught us over the last 15 years you've been hanging out with us is that your brand is what you stand for, what you're known for, and the ability for people to take you seriously. Wouldn't that be good definition of a brand?
Something different. Yeah, and you want to stand for something different so that when people say your name, they say, this is what she's about or this
right.
is what he's about.
But so what you're about has to pass the test that people say, yes, that's a serious idea. I may not agree with it, or I may not need it right now, but it's a serious position.
Right, right. And I think, you know, to his credit, Donald Trump did that in the previous election. You know, his big idea was make America great again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a businessman. I know how to make things successful, you
right.
know, and people are into that idea.
Now, the new women that are in Congress now, the large number of new ones, and the women running for president, so far, I think, all on the Democrat side, those women, how do they need to break through with their own brands? Do they need to be more serious and more thoughtful and more have more credentials, or do they need to be more flashy like Ocasio-Cortez?
Better branding, you know, because the thing, you look at somebody like Elizabeth Warren, she's really trying to latch on some ideas, like she's for the common man, and she's latched onto this wealth tax for people, you know, earning over $50 million. She's also come out as a trust buster, you know, breaking up big companies, and I guess you're going to talk about that next.
We are,
companies, which is something she's spearheaded. So it's aligning with ideas. I think one of the problems in the last election in terms of Hillary Clinton is people couldn't say in a sentence what she stood for.
Right.
You know, Donald Trump, you know, make America great. But her, it was too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too many things. So, but anyway, so people are trying to latch on. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren, to her credit, is trying to break out. And
Do women have to work harder to develop a credible, serious brand than men do?
Absolutely.
Politics, let's say. Let's just say in politics.
Yeah, when you talk about leaders, people think of men, you know, because
it's a masculine connotation, doesn't it?
And we need to change that. And that's what, you know, National Women's Month is all about, you know, is changing that and changing perceptions of women. And we need women that are in the spotlight, that are having.
Are any of the women on the Democrat side running for president? Would they ever take Margaret Thatcher on as a role model? Would they do that, even though she was an arch conservative? Wouldn't that be a good thing for them to do?
You know, I think it would be smart to do because, you know, Margaret Thatcher, again, was self-made.
Yes.
She stood for something. She
globally respected by everyone. Even the whack jobs around the world respected her.
I respected her. And also from a branding perspective, she had a very distinctive look, you know, her pocketbook and her hairstyle, all of that, you know, because, you know, like it or not, one of the successes of, you know, Alexandria Cortez, you know, AOC, is she's very attractive, but she has a very distinctive look, you know, her hair pulled back, you know, the glasses.
The red lipstick.
And the interesting thing is that in Iowa, when they were doing some research recently on the candidates running and who was breaking through, the only two really breaking through were ones that had run for president before.
Right.
You know, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. But number three in recognition was AOC, Alexandria Cortez, you know, because of all of her attention that she's garnered so far.
Do you think there's going to be a you think there's ever going to be a meeting, if there maybe already has been, where the young people, the freshmen members of Congress, the women, get together and caucus a little bit and say, okay, guys, we're not necessarily competing against each other, but if we aren't serious in what we propose, we're going to be marginalized. Do you ever think they would do that?
You know, it would be smart if they would, but I don't think so, because you have leaders so far that have really broken through, like AOC, who's already campaigning against, you know, Democrats that she doesn't think are progressive enough.
Right.
If you're a moderate Democrat, which I think could be a smart place to be, given where the electorate is.
So she's really behaving in some ways. She's behaving in the worst traits that people notice about millennials, isn't she?
Exactly, but it's worked so far for her. So I don't think she's going to think moderating her stance is the way to go, because doing the exact opposite has made her the most recognized person.
We'll see. We'll see if it works long term for her. I don't think it's going to be all that great long term, but I wish her well. Hey, Catherine, selfbrand.com, right?
Selfbrand.com, that's it.
Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Catherine, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me.
Catherine Caputa, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.